What kind of potential upset are we talking about?
Shimada hesitated.
The consul
is dead.
He was murdered. Looking at Holmes's face, I could tell that he was thrilled. So I bowed again and said,
"Our sincere condolences, Mr. Shimada."
Holmes, a little surprised about my preemptive bow, promptly switched into his investigative mode.
"How? Where and when did it happen?"
"This morning," Mr. Shimada replied.
"Right after it happened, I came here. Before the consul died, he complained about shortness of breath, nausea, and numbness of the whole body, which had started and intensified overnight. Very soon after that, he could no longer breathe and suffocated. There was nothing that could be done for him."
"Did you call the police?" I interjected.
Mr. Shimada denied.
"The premises of the Japanese legation, including its residential quarters, are not accessible to everyone and are, to a certain extent, extraterritorial areas. Because of that, this area is not under the jurisdiction of the British authorities, unless we allow it. So far, we have agreed on treating the matter internally, in order to avoid any political..."